A federal IT project plagued with high-profile problems, integration breakdowns involving dozens of contractors, and taxpayers footing a multi-million-dollar price tag. Well, that scenario has also played out in the United Kingdom, so many times, in fact, that it led to big changes in how government tech work gets done there. NPR's Elise Hugh has that story.
By now, you can hardly turn a channel without hearing about the tech failures plaguing healthcare.gov. Serious problems make for biting satire, like this from The Daily Show's John Oliver.
There is a small risk that applicants might get sucked into a Tron-like cyber bureaucratic nightmare with no escape.
The site to help Americans in 36 states sign up for health coverage cost at least $80 million. And weeks after its rocky rollout, it still doesn't completely work.
It feels a bit like Groundhog Day to where we were 3 or 4 years ago.
That is Mike Bracken, a technologist who watched national IT programs fail again and again in his home, the United Kingdom. The tipping point for the UK government came when a system for the National Health Service got contracted out, cost more than £1 billion, and, you guessed it, didn't work right for its end users.
I think that was the moment when both politicians and civil servants felt it's time to try another tack here, because we have grown accustomed to too many technology failures in government, and also our digital services aren't keeping up with digital services outside of government.
So the UK changed up its entire approach to government tech projects. Instead of multiple agencies procuring different contractors for their individual jobs, it put digital at the heart of government. Parliament created the Government Digital Service, attracted 300 technologists to work for it, and gave Mike Bracken a cabinet-level position as its boss.
Technologies aren't things that are binary. You don't procure them. They're living systems, and you have to have people who look after them and develop them iteratively and change and grow with them. And you need those skills in the heart of government.
This in-house team simplified nearly all public services across agencies. Voter registration, tax payments, student loan applications, and passport renewal are all available through one site and one streamlined system. Doing it this way instead of contracting out has saved British taxpayers nearly $20 million a year.
We don't go in the government digital services to save money. We go to create great services, and saving money is the byproduct of doing that.
Not everyone was on board with these tech reforms. Bracken's biggest critic said putting technologists inside government would stifle business investment. That critic? Tim Gregory, the president of the UK branch of CGI. Yes, that CGI, the biggest contractor on healthcare.gov. For his part, President Obama is trying to make a distinction between his healthcare law and the technology powering it.
The Affordable Care Act is not just a website.
Bracken says that's the wrong perspective.
I don't think you would hear politicians say, well, the government buildings, they're not the government, because you used to go to government buildings to transact with them. So web services are indivisible from public services. And that's a generational message that I think the web generation understands.
He hopes America's huge, high-profile tech failure can lead to big systemic changes in how government approaches technology. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.